Yeah, let's start here. I'm Rav. Rabbi Yehuda like Kasha. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda Kasha, Rabbi Yehuda like Kasha. So he answered the student of Rabbi Yehuda, right? Rabbi Yehuda was, what was the student of Rabbi Yehuda? When is Rabbi Yehuda Chayash for hear her? So now our Mishnah, what is it our Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda says, our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said, he's not Chayash Lehir Hur. In other words, he said that a woman is executed without any clothing. So obviously, Rabbi Yehuda is not chayish for hear her.
Yet in the woman is with clothing.
No, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda was without clothing. Without clothing.
What's in the Mishnah?
Go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah here says,
Rabbi Yehuda says with, and the Chachamim say without.
Let's see. Hoy rakh mi vesas kilo arba arba amos mafshit mes oy sovies mafshit mes sovies bgodav ve ish mekhas mes sov melfan ve ish melfan khol mi khabeha dir bihuda. So she's not wearing any clothing.
Huh?
Look at the Mishnah. Go back to the Mishnah.
That means they
just covered the bare minimum. The bare minimum. Va kham kham say ish miskal arum ve ein ho ish niskala saruma.
Right.
She's fully clothed. According to the Chachamim.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the woman is not clothed. Just the beard, just the erva is covered. Just the erva. Okay?
Gotcha.
So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda, why? He's not chayish lehu. If a man sees her, nothing, it's not going to make an impression upon him. Problem is, when it comes to saita, what does it say by saita? Saita, it says that the woman, they would not uncover her. If the woman was a liba no'eh, they would not uncover. So therefore, there's a stira. When it comes to Saita, Rabbi Yehuda says, do not take off her clothing. When it comes to Misas Bezin, Rabbi Yehuda says, keep the, Rabbi Yehuda says, Aruma, we do take off her clothing. So they were given an answer. The answer was, the whole long answer, when it comes to killing a person, so then there's not going to be any hearer, because there's no hearer. When it comes to a Saita, she may live. Maybe they'll give her to drink for the Mayim Hama'arim, and she'll live. She'll be zakai. It's not a vada that she's going to die. Menele, yeah, clear? Ms. Blach, you with me?
Yeah.
So by a site, Rabbi Yehuda says, we're not chayish for her. So we had that was the Gemara's answer. But that's very nice and good. That's all a very good solution for the case of Rabbi Yehuda. What about the steer in the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon also, when it comes to the parasha of the skullin, the Rabbanon said the woman is fully dressed. When it comes to site, the woman is undressed. So we have a stira. So you very nice. You've answered the stira between you have not answered the stira between the Rabban and the Rabban. So one more time it was the going from him and Aleph. A Ella Marava. Rabbi Yehuda loikasha. Kedeshan, like we answered. But the Rabbanon Nami loikasha. I've also heard the solution. Amakra. It says, Venivashu kol hanashim, all the women will learn Musar. Plus Seasena Kizima Schena. And they will no longer do like your corruption? What's the good lewdness? So therefore, hach over here, ein ha yisur gadol mizeh, according to the Rabban. The Rabban over here said that a woman is dressed, that if a woman is killed, you do not need to humiliate her by taking off her clothing. The fact that she has been killed, that alone is enough of a musr for the ganz klal Yisrael. The chitema lebatarte. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi over here says, look at Rashi. V'nivashu kol hanashim, v'im lo hayu mekalkalin oisa ein kan yisur. I'm sorry. By the case of the saita, let's review. I'm getting a little confused. According to the Rabban hold that the woman would be exposed. That's the sheet of the Rabban, that a woman should be exposed by saita. By saita, they take off her clothing. So Rashi says, v'im lo hayu mekalkalin oisa ein kan yisur im teitzei zaka. Even if she's not being doing the Aveira, she's called a Prutza. Shekina la v'nisra. It's like a very big Yisait. A Saita is guilty no matter what. Correct? Because a Saita was warned not to have Yichud with another man, and she did not listen. So a Saita is guilty no matter what. And therefore, the Pasuk says that when a woman goes through the process, she has to be humiliated.
The entire process is done publicly.
publicly, but she has to be humiliated.
But the process is not done, except for the execution, it's not done publicly. I mean, it's done
publicly,
but not the same way.
Well, we don't know if she's going to die. They give the Saita water to drink. If she dies or not, that's Hashem's department. But Bezna has an obligation to humiliate her one way or another. Now, what's going to happen in the event that she does not die? Will Bezna fulfill the humiliation to her? No. Bezna has an obligation to make sure that she is humiliated. If she dies, very good. That's the humiliation. But what happens if she does not die? So Bezna has thus failed in providing and doing humiliation. So the only way to guarantee that there be humiliation is how? The only way to guarantee the humiliation is by giving her, by removing her clothing. So therefore, the clothing must be removed no matter what, because it's the only way we can guarantee that she will be humiliated. Whereas, when it comes to skila, there's no pasuk telling us to humiliate her. There's purely misas bezdin. So therefore, when it comes to misas bezdin, where there's no pasuk that directs the bezdin to humiliate her, we do not take off her clothing. But when it comes to a soita, where the bezdin has an obligation to bring about her humiliation, because it says in the pasuk of nivashu kol hanashim, we have no choice but to take off her clothing. Hacha, we hear, Ein lecha, so Gemara, Hacha, Ein lecha, Yisrael, will be zed, the ultimate being Moshe, serving of a clothing. Chit table over the Tide. Yom Tim over here, according to everyone, why don't we do, let's do Tide. And the Gemara's Kash over here is, let's do Tide, is referring back to Al Gemara. Elias Akasha, why don't we do over here, we kill her, so let's also, besides killing, we'll take off her clothing. The Gemara says, Amra Nachman, Amra Avu, Amra Kro, Bohaf, Tolevecha, Kamecha, Beror, Lamisa, Yafe. Slay Misa, Yafe, and do not be Mavazar. Over here, it's not necessary to take off her clothing. It's not necessary to be mevaz. Everyone says that. There's an advantage. There is an advantage of doing this, because this way she dies faster. This way she dies immediately.
Right. Okay.
And so this is the trade-off. Do we prefer that she should die quicker, without any cushion, or we more concerned for her humiliation, her busha? So therefore, the one who says a woman, that's the machlokes. So therefore, how do come up with misuyaf? So the one point, according to Rabban, the one who holds that a person, when it comes to misa, a woman would prefer that she suffer more, she dies slower, and be spared humiliated. Lemos, let's say Nalim Rav Nachman Tan, Rav Nachman's answer machlokes Tan, because Rabbi disagrees. Rabbi obviously holds that no, she is indeed killed without any clothing. Everyone holds Rav Nachman was the one that introduced this principle of Rav Nachman. What do you say? The Chiddush. Rav Nachman said, is teaching you Berle Misa Yafe. Maybe the positive is teaching you something about life. You shall love your friend like you love yourself when they're alive, not when they're dead. Right?
Why apply it to a woman, not to a man?
Everyone across the board.
No,
we're not differentiating between women and men. The chiddush of Nachman is that we apply this principle to the dead, to the moment of death. Go ask a child in the street, what is it? Just like you love to have a good sandwich for lunch, so too you make sure that your friend. Who is everything about death? Who is ever thinking about applying the pasuk v'ahavta kamocha to death? So the Rav Nachman was mechadesh. No, the pasuk v'ahavta kamocha applies to the way you kill a person.
Okay.
So the Gemara says, but obviously the Rabbi Huda disagrees. Why does Rabbi Huda disagree? Because Rabbi Huda says that when we kill a woman, we don't apply the pasuk. We don't apply. Rabbi Yehuda says we apply that when we kill a woman, we kill her without any clothing. We don't care about her humiliation. The Gemara assumes that Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the principle. We would not be allowed to do this. We would not be allowed to kill her in any clothing. So it seems that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the principle of Yahafta L'Reachal Kamoicha, because if you would agree with the principle of Yahafta L'Reachal Kamoicha, B'ror Lo Misa Yofe, you would agree to the Rabbana and you would say that a woman should be killed with clothing on in order not to humiliate her. So the Gemara says, Lo, the Kul Yalma Isra Rabbi Yehuda Rav Nachman, V'alcha B'agumim V'gid Marasav B'zioni D'in She'adifalei B'tvei Minichan Gufei. One opinion holds that a person would rather suffer B'zionois than die quickly. It's a matter of preference. Some people, hagufa, this is, they should die as fast as possible. They would rather die as fast as possible than worry about the bezyonis. Different people have different attitudes towards being humiliated when they die. So everyone agrees, the principle of Berola Misa Yafe. But what's a Misa Yafe? This Hagufa is a Machlaikis. Look at Rashi. Rashi of Masla, Bezyonin to Gudin Shay, or the Flay Kalama, Godel Be'ain of Tvei Minichel de Gufe. Bezyonis is more important to a person's eyes than pain. They should be a slow death, but it should not be with humiliation. Other people hold no. It's more pain, it's more important. So everyone agrees, Lamaskana, Vyahafta, Lurayacha, Komoicha, Ze, Berorlo, Misa Yafe. The machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabban is, what is a Misa Yafe? To die with clothing on, clothing off, is this machlokes is the Misa Yafe. Good?
Okay.
Okay, next Mishnah, give me one second drink.
No, not right now.
What?
I ate supper before I came. I don't need a drink now.
Okay, next Sugya. Beis Haskilu Hayu Gvayi Shtei Kamais. The Beis Haskilu was 2 heights tall. So how old is the height? So the average height of a person is what? Is
5'9"?
What? 5.5? 5'6"? A little more probably, right? Probably 5'7", 5'8", 5'9".
Depends on generations. The people are getting, getting taller.
People getting taller?
Yeah, they're getting taller.
Okay.
Getting taller and heavier over the generations.
Beis Haskilu Hayu Gvayi Shtei Kamais was 2 kamais, was 2 heights of a person. Echem and pair next. Echem loy dibdei chvay al masna. So one of the witnesses stands on top of the roof, and he pushes him on his loins, on his thigh. He pushes him off the roof to fall off the roof. Nepach alibay. When the person falls down on the ground, how does he fall on the ground? Does he fall on the ground face down or face up? So he falls on the ground alibay face down. Then hayfchay al masnav. You turn him upside down where he should be lying on his back. The emes ba yatsa, and if that's how he dies, yatsa. If Itaka dies in that fashion, if he's dead, he's dead. There's nothing more to it. If he falls from the impact of falling off the roof, and they turn him around and he's dead, he's dead. The imlav, if not, if still a person still alive, as sheni neitlis ha'even, the second witness takes a very, very large stone, a stone that weighs so much you need 2 people to pick it up. The neisne alibo, and he throws it, he drops it on his heart. If he dies, good. If not, everyone must participate. Everyone throws more stones. So basically, the death is a 3-part process. The first part is to throw off the roof. The second part is to drop on him a very, very heavy stone. And the third part is to drop upon him multiple stones, many stones. And you don't need to go to part 2 if part 1 was a success. You don't need to go to part 3 if part 2 was a success. But the max is to go through...
This is not hanging.
No, not hanging. Death. There's no hanging. This is skila. We're dealing with skila now.
Skila.
Now the Gemara over here says... The Gemara over here says that there are 3 heights. You have the height of the 2 building, right? A 2-story building. It's not only 2 stories. It means the height of 2 people. And then his height. He's standing. Harekan Shalosh, that is basically 3 kaimais, the height of 3 people. So let's say a person would be 6 feet. So that means basically
18 feet.
That means basically the impact would be 18 feet. Do we need so high? We have a stira. Ma bar shu kedei lahamis asara tvachem. Afko kedei lahamis asara tvachem. What does it say? What does it say by the halach of bar? A bar in the Rosh Hashanah.
Minimum of 10.
10. So therefore, I'm Rav Nachman, I'm Rav Avu, I'm a Krav, you have to be a Chakamecha, Berle, Misayef, you're right, 10 can do it, but it's no guarantee. And therefore, since we want to make sure he dies immediately, the fastest possible, we have a height of 18 feet, whatever that means. Yahi, that's the case, Lig Behaya Tvei, make it even high. Why don't we go and raise the height to 50 feet, 100 feet? And that way, certainly he'll dive in faster when he hits the ground. The Gemara says, Mishum dimi navel, because that's too much. The impact is too powerful. His body is going to be scattered. The blood's going to be scattered. It's too gruesome. So Mela, that's not proper. You have to,
it would result in the smashing of a fallen body.
So therefore, it has to be a proper balance. The proper balance is 3 kaimais, not 2 more, not more, not less. Next, one of the witnesses they push him. How do you know that? How do we know that he's pushed? How do you know that a witness pushes him off the roof? Tamalema yoro yore. Okay, it says by Matan Torah. It says by Matan Torah. Lo stiga ba yoki sakol yisakel o yoro yore. We make a drasha.
Is that talking about a roof?
No, Matan Torah. It's talking about Matan Torah. By Matan Torah, it says that anyone who goes near anyone that violates Hagbala, violates the mitzvah and touches the mountain, yaro yare yasakol yisakel o yaro yare ischayev skila. And because in this pasuk it juxtaposes the words yaro yare next to sakol yisakel, we make a drasha. And all of those people that die, the way a person dies through skila is through being pushed. The drasha, it's an association. We have over here skila, and next to the word skila it says o yaro yare, he will be cast down. From this we learn the technique of skill is first to cast the person down, to push him off a height of 3 kaimos, and then they put the stones upon him. How do you know that skill? Tamlama sokol. How do you know that the bolt? Maybe the pause tell you have a choice. You have a choice, one or the other. That's the drasha. Tamlama sokol yisokel o yoro yore. So we know how, because the word o is extra. To teach you both.
Why don't they bring it? Why don't they bring it from ego from the sorazeso?
What does it say there?
No, I'm not sure about the words, but why don't they bring sorazeso? Because that's the whole purpose is to skew.
That's not a person. That's an animal. Here we have a much better riot because here we're dealing with a human being. A human being is in violation of Hagbalah, so the human being has been put to death. And here we're dealing with the Mekalel, he's being put to death. So therefore, we're dealing with a human being. We rather go learn out the halacha of a human being from a human being. And it says with sokol minayin shabaskil tamal v'tchit hamalama sokol yiskil o yoro yire, the word o. What does Rashi say? Rashi over here says, it says, ribuyuhu, the I chodo minayu dafko kamar o ha o ha lichtav ki sokol o yoro. So it's not the word o, it's the repetition. The fact that it says sokol yisokel yoro yire, each is double over. So it's coming to teach that both of them should be done. Really ideal, then you throw him off the roof, he doesn't die, then you do both. Minayin, Shemeis, B'dechias, and maybe the pasuk means they bedafka, both must be done no matter what. Minayin, Shemeis, B'dechias, Yotza, Yisanaf, Sefesh, Tamalemar, O, Yoro, Yere. The word O is teaching you that it's good enough. It's good enough. Now, the Gemara says, Minayin, Shaf, L'doros, that's only by Matan Torah. How do you know this applies to all types of skila? When I in Shavdar is came to Hamalema, it says in the pasuk, Sokol Yisokel, the repetition, Sokol Yisokel, Rashi says, Lashon Asit, future tense, Yisokel, the future tense, Yoro Yiyore, the Yud, Sokol Yisokel, the future tense indicates this shall be done for all future generations. Good? Lashon Asit, Vloksiv, Sokol, Sokol, O Yoro, Yoro, Sokol Yisokel. The extra yud is teaching you for all future generations. Okay, next Gemara. The Imlav A Hashem Nitlas Adam, unless he does not die. The first, then. The second witness takes a very large stone and throws it on his heart. Noitel. It says that he's Noitel. He's Noitel. He can't possibly pick up the stone because the stone that he's going through on this person's heart is so massive, you need two people to hold the stone. Noitel. The Atai, the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Evan Haisa, Shem Masa, there's a stone, the Hamasoi, Shnei ben Yadam, Noila, the Nois Naliba, they take it, Noila, you take it, the Nois Naliba, in Mespa, Yatsa, Utamech, Tishacha Gufa, Masoi, Shnei ben Yadam, Noila, the Nois Naliba, the same way, yes, in Kash on me, yes, Kash on the Braisa. The Braisa starts by telling us that the stone is so heavy, you need two people to pick it up. Mm-hmm. And then it says that only one person picks it up and puts it on his heart. Ella, the Gemara says, the midlay lo behade chavre, you lift it together with your friend, Enochanani. Two people lift it up, but only one person propels it. Okay, the other person is just carrying its weight. when the second person thrust the stone upon the victim, upon the one that's supposed to get it. V'shadilei'ihu by himself. Kihechi detesi marzei. Marzei, what does the word marzei there mean? What is it? What Rashi says, mikoyach gadol. Marzei means with force. With force. So in the words of the thing is that the stone that he used to stone the person is a massively large stone. It is picked up by two people, and only one person actually propels it, pushes it to propel the pot.
Why don't we just say he gets from a higher height, so he doesn't need it, and he just rolls it off?
No.
Why does it have to be?
That's not called skila.
Why can't you say it, that he can roll it off from a height?
I guess the Gemara assumes that skila means that you do the entire skila. You have to be involved in the entire process of skila.
Because you're pushing from a roof.
It's not enough.
So from the roof, if it came from the roof, it's a higher thing. The gravity would make it add to it, and that would kill him.
I don't know. The Gemara is saying that. The Gemara is saying the machus of skila is you're on the ground, you pick up a massively large stone that weighs that's a weight that only two people can pick up together, and one person, as they're both holding it together, only
then
one of them
drops. What drops it? He drops it or he throws it?
No, he doesn't drop it. They throw it. Force. Two people are holding it together.
No, I understand that, but I'm standing over, so it's easier just to drop.
Rashi says, the koyach gadol. If two people together try to throw it together, they're gonna knock each other out because they're not gonna coordinate. Therefore, it's better for one. They both hold it together, but only one person actually propels it, pushes it with force upon the person. That's what Gemara says. I don't know, this is very interesting. There's a lot of physics. I guess Gemara.
You can't have an 80-year-old frail person pick up and throw it.
Obviously, they're also saying if the witness is 80 years old, you're saying, let's say the witness is 80 years old.
I'm just laughing. I'm thinking it's somebody who's very short, somebody doesn't have the weight,
And the Gemara actually talks about, let's say he doesn't have a hand. The Gemara actually talks about what happens if one of the witnesses doesn't have a hand. Okay, so the Gemara actually talks about this. What do you do in that case? The Gemara doesn't mention this. Okay. Next, the Gemara says, the imlav rag misoy, and if not, if he does not die from this one stone, then everyone together throws the stone together. Then more people come ahead, and everyone throws more stones. Does not say the weight.
Okay, I mean, that's understood, but that can be tiny stones.
Okay, but maybe not. Maybe other people they put up big stones. It doesn't say.
You need a weightlifter.
Doesn't say. The Gans Klal comes forward and they stone the person.
By the Mikdash, when they wanted to kill someone, they killed somebody, they would throw them, they would throw the Esrogim, and this would be Esrogim. I mean, you hit a person the right way, you can kill a person from that street.
Okay. Let's see. In fact, the Gemara, the time of the Rai, the Yelam Lashon Abba Adam, the Gemara says, it never happened. It never happened that they reached stage 3 where they needed to go, everyone needed in Klai Yisrael need to pick up stones and throw it upon the person. Mayalam Lashana Ba'adam. The Gemara says, Ki Kamina Da'avid Da'avid. The Gemara says, you're right. Me Kamina Da'avid. Did I ever say that it happened? I never said that it happened. I'm just telling you what the halacha is. The halacha is there are 3 stages. Stage 1 is the throw off the roof. The second stage is the one stone. Stage 3 is everyone together. If it never happened, but technically if it can happen, and if it can happen, this is what must be done. Mikamina the Ovid, that they did it, the imitzruch, I'm telling you, if it's necessary, that's what I'm telling you, it must be done. Next sugi, Amamahar, we learned, Evan Hoy said there was a stone. In fact, the Gemara was a stone. There was no stone, because they buried the stone. When they killed the person, the stone that was used to kill the person was buried.
Okay.
The Atan and the Brayso Achas Eben Sheniskalba, the stone that was used to kill the person. The Achas Eich Shenitlalov, the piece of wood that was used to hang the person upon it. The Yachat Sayef the sword Shenerag Boy. The Yachat Sud the handkerchief Shenechnak Boy that was used to do the Chenek. Kulon Nikbadim Imo, they were all buried. So what do you mean there was a stone? There was no stone. The stone was buried. So it doesn't have there was.
What's the stira? They always prepare one.
Oh, my answers.
I mean, where's the stira? It's not that it doesn't say.
The connotation is.
If it says hot Evan, no. If it says hot Evan, I would agree. It just says Evan, so it's not. That doesn't specify a specific stone.
The fact, but the Gemara is saying is the fact that it says Hoy Sasham, It says the Mishnah there was
right. No, but that was prepared in advance.
Okay, that's Mara's answer. But there's a connotation is it was used all over many, many times. That is, has the connotation. When it's Evan Hoysashan, the average person would translate the words to mean that this stone was something that was used continuously. They had it used for multiple mises. So the Mara says Lo Tzricha the Misakni Maisi Achnin the Chalfai No Inchanami. It means Haisasham means they always prepare a new one. That's right.
Right, no. Like I said, it would say Ha Evan.
In fact, the Gemara it says Nigbarim it was buried with Imo. Tell the Rabbi, so Ein Nigbarim was not buried with him. On a problem, my Imo, Imo Bitfisas, Imo means that it was buried within the Dalai Lamas. It was not buried mamish with him.
Next to him.
Next to him in his Dalai Lamas. Omar Shmuel, Nuhalach, Nikto Yad Ho Edim Potter. What happens if the witnesses do not have hands? Now this is in between. From the moment of the testimony, there are two witnesses that testify this person's Chayav Misa. From the moment of the testimony to the moment of the sentencing, the witness got into an accident and lost his arm, lost his yad.
What if he has a broken hand and he can't do it?
I don't know.
Now, I mean, why does it have to be niktor?
It's the extreme case.
Why does it have to be permanent?
I don't know. I guess we have to go one case. The Gemara is going to talk about it. We have to go to the steps. So
My question is, was it temporary? No.
Over here, it means permanent. I hear your question. I don't know the answer. That's the case. You have to first discuss the extreme case before you can go and get into the other complicated case. One thing at a time. Let's first go through the basics. Then you have the variations. So what is the basic halacha? Amashmul nikto yado edim.
That's the same thing as Ben Sura or Mora. But they have to have hands and they have to
right,
that, know the list.
But Mora's going to go say that in a few moments.
Okay.
Nikto yado edim. If the edim's hand was cut off, potter is potter. My thing, what's the reason why the bina yado edim tia babarishon of aleka? We need to fulfill the pasuk. The pasuk says that the yado edim tia babarishon of aleka. Frag the Gemara, let's say the witness did not have a hand to begin with.
Right, so why?
To begin with, why is there a case where the witness had a hand and between the testimony it cut off? Elamiata, Edim, Gidim, let's say Edim were Gidim, which means Gidim means they don't have no hand. They don't have a hand to begin with. The Mekara, Hachinam, the Psili. Does that mean that they're not allowed to say testimony? We never heard of this. We never have a halach that a witness does not have a hand and cannot testify. So the Gemara says, "Shani Yosim V'Yamakro Yad Ho'edim Shoyse Kvar." The Yad Ho'edim, the word Yad Ho'edim has a connotation that the hand existed. So only in the situation where there was a Yad, and now the Yad is unavailable because it's been cut off, that's going to be a problem. But if the witness never had a Yad, it's not a problem. What does Rashi say? Rashi says,
it's only when the hand's cut off at some point after the testimony that the words of the verse cannot be carried out.
Right. Okay, right, next one. The eight choice of kvar. Meisle, Yisrael Kasha, says, Kol mokam sheyoyiduhu shnayim. In any situation, when two people testify, the yom, when they say, midan lebishpani shem nigmishim adin bevezin plani edav.
Right, so what happens if he loses his hand, the guy goes free?
Yeah, goes free.
No, he doesn't do it. So since you can't have yada rishona, therefore he goes free.
Gemara says there was an accident in between the moment, then he goes free.
Okay.
Next, in the fact that the mother of Yisakasha may say kol makim sheyoyiduhu shnayim. In any situation where people testify, they say miidin anu biyishploini. We testify shnigmar dinay bebezin. In this particular bezin, uploini Adolf, and so and so are the witnesses. So the kash over here is, let's say the witnesses testify that a certain person is chayav misa, correct? Two witnesses testify, and the person bezin passes chayav misa. Then the witnesses get into an accident. The witness, not an accident, nothing happens. And then they take the person escapes. Two witnesses testify, Reuben is Chayiv Misa. And the Bezin passes is Chayiv Misa. They're taking him out to kill. And as they take him out to kill, he escapes. Okay, he escapes. And then he's caught in another city, another town, another country. And they catch him. And two witnesses testify, we were at the trial, we were in Bezin, and we in Bezin saw. that so and so, that the two witnesses testified is Chayiv Misa, and Bezin Pasen Chayiv Misa. Harei ze yehareg. But in this situation, you don't have Yad Ho Eidim Tiyeh B'Rishayna. The original witnesses are not here.
Right.
And yet the halach is we kill him. Two witnesses testify that we were at the trial and we saw with our own eyes. We saw with our own eyes witnesses come.
They're not testifying. They're not testifying on his actions. They're testifying on that there was a
court
case. There was a trial, and that how the trial ended up.
Exactly.
So why should we yada hayidim or rishonim?
That's kasha. So there's no in this situation now. What is the word saying in the Gemara? So we kill him. We kill
the
person.
But they're not the ones that say he did it. We saw
exactly.
Him do it.
That's the kasha.
So since they can't do that, it's not yada yada. It's not.
You can't fulfill yad or idiyah or rishonim. Exactly. You can't.
It's not necessary.
What?
They're not being made on his actions.
It doesn't matter. You're telling me now, you just concluded the sugya by teaching that being that it says in the pasuk Yad Ho'edin Tiyeh B'Rishayna, those words teach us that if the witnesses had hands when they testified, those hands must be the ones that kill the person. And if those hands are not going to kill the person, then you don't kill the person. I'll show you where witnesses had hands. They were there. They had hands. And the guy escapes. And a different set of witnesses testify. We were at the trial, and we saw the guy was Chayiv Misa. Bezin takes the guy, and they kill him.
These two people were never Yad Ha'edim B'Rishona. They were never there to begin with. So why should you put them now in the Yad Ha'edim
B'Rishona? Exactly, as kashas. But they, what?
No. But you can kill them, but they have no obligation because they never had the obligation to begin with. Before they had the obligation, the Edom themselves had the obligation. The Torah placed the obligation on those Edom. Here, there's no obligation
placed
upon them.
The Gemara says, if the witnesses had hands. If those hands are not the ones that are going to kill the person, you don't kill the person. You don't take his life with hands other than the hands of the original witnesses. Isn't that what the Gemara said?
That's when the Edom are here. Those Edom
right.
are not here.
What difference does it make?
If those Edom were here, you would require it. Those Edom, in other words, I say I saw him kill Shimon, therefore I have to do it, therefore I have to be the one to kill him. But if I say Bezdin decided, I have nothing to do with him, so
the
Gemara
is saying it doesn't make a difference. The Gemara is saying it doesn't make a difference. The Gemara is saying the same
I see
way.
A difference, okay.
Okay, but Harei Zihar, Tag Mashmuel, Behein Hein Edov in Chanami. Ein Achinami, the pasuk is going, the case that you discussed is the same witnesses.
Exactly what I'm just saying now.
It's the same witnesses. Behein Hein Edov, the witnesses that originally testified that the person is Chayiv Misa are the witnesses that are now showing up in a different Bezdin and are saying that saying exactly the same thing. That we testify in another court. And
you're saying they don't have to do it.
They do have to do it.
If he escaped.
Yes, he escapes. And he comes and they capture him in another court. The only way another court can kill him is if the original witnesses are here to kill him.
That's a little different.
That's what I was answering.
But it has to be the original Edom who said that he did the crime. And they had the obligation.
Yeah, that's
but
what
anybody
it is.
Else, nobody else has that obligation.
Right.
And
exactly.
That was my point.
It's exactly what I was asking. Tag Mushul Behein Hein Edov. It's the same witnesses.
The same witnesses who testified against him are here again.
Exactly.
And they're the ones who had that obligation, and
right.
Therefore they have to do it. Okay, fine.
And
but
if
nobody
it was
else,
not them, and if it was not the same witnesses,
then there's no obligation to.
And then
to
he can't go. Then he can't get killed. He can't get killed. Why can he get killed? Because we need, in order to kill the person, we need to fulfill the pasuk Yad Ha'edim Tiyeh Boi Barishayna. That's the reason why he can't get killed. Even though we have an accurate report that he's Chayiv Misa, Bezin Pasin's Chayiv Misa, so what? Just because Bezin Pasin Chayiv Misa, we cannot fulfill the Pasuk Yad Ho'edin Tiyeh B'Berishayna.
If Bezin Pasin says he has to be killed,
yes,
and these Edom disappear, then you don't kill him.
You don't kill him, exactly.
Because they're not here to do the Yad Ha'edim
Ma'al
Shoyna. Yes, that's
exactly what we're saying.
Okay.
Now, the Gemara we are saying over here is, this principle that we've just expressed is truly machlokes tanoim. This principle is called bi'inon kra kidachsef. Okay, it's a sugya. It's the sugya of When the Torah says something, you must do it literally. And if you must do it with every single detail, if you don't do it every single detail, then it's not valid. Okay, is this really correct? Is this sugya? Is this the halacha of Be'inon kro kidachsiv correct? Maybe this halacha is subject to a machlokes tanoim, and not everyone agrees that you have to fulfill every detail that the Torah says. The Atanya, it says in the Brisa, most yumas hamake roitzeachu. Okay, the make, if Reuben kills his friend, he has to be put to death. He's roitzeach. Eliyala misa dechsubay. Now, didn't have some misa. There's misa, a murderer's chayv what? It's chayv cheref. It's chayv cheref. He's chayv a sword. Decapitation, right? Minayin shemiyatu yochol hamisa b'misa chaksubay shato b'misa b'misa b'chol misa shato yochol yochol hamisay. How do we know that you cannot kill the person through what the Torah says, cheref? You can kill him other ways. Torah says he should die by sword. But let's say you can't kill him by sword. How do you know that b'diyev you can kill him by stoning him, by chenik, by srefa, or by, by shooting, putting a bullet in his head? How do you know? Tamulayim most yumas namakim, mikol makim, it says the repetition, most yumas namakim, mikol makim, mikol makim. It says most yumas namakim, the repetition teaches you, mikol makim. Any way you can put an end to his life, so be it. Okay? Mm-hmm. So what do we learn from this pasuk? We learn from this pasuk is that you do not require loy be'in kra kidachsif. We learn from this piece of Gemara that you do not.
So now, if the Edom man here,
kill someone else,
you still kill him.
Exactly,
and you can kill, which is what I thought even the original thing was saying.
Exactly. So the Gemara Shani Chasim, the Amakra, most you must know. The Gemara says no, you cannot learn from him because by case of Ritzicha, if a person is Chayim Misa Ritzicha, there's a Ribui. It says most yumas, repetition. The repetition of the word most yumas teaches us that this is unique. This is an exception to the rule. Fract the Gemara.
This case is not talking about Rotzeach. It's talking about another case, such
this as... This pasuk, most yumas, is talking about Rotzeach. The case of Al Gemara's skill is talking about Birchas Hashem.
Right, okay.
Megadeth. Fract the Gemara, why can the case of Rotzeach be a binyanav, the ligmar minei? Let's learn from the case of Ritzach L'chol HaTarakula, all other types of Misas Bez, including Megadev, that if you can't kill the person the way the Torah prescribes, we kill another way. Because Ritzach, and who else? A Goel Adam. If a person kills B'shoigeg, what happens?
The Goel Adam has the right to kill him.
He outside of the
Eirei Mikvot.
Memela only by Goyal Hadam and by Rotzeach, do we kill him in any way possible? When it comes to other mitzvahs, for example, Gadev, when it comes to the mitzvah, then we do not kill him. I'm good?
Yep.
Okay, now if furthermore it's discussed, Omar Kashisha Braidraf is still Rav Ashi, Umi Loi Binan Kra Kidachsif, can there be a Tana that does not require a literal fulfillment of the possible Tana of the Mishnah? Hoy Echamehem Gidim, Oy Ilaim, Oy Chiger? What happens if one of the witnesses? What?
We're talking about a Ben Sarah Mura.
If one of the parents.
Right.
If one of the parents was gidim, meaning he was missing a limb, a ilaim, missing a hand, a ilaim, or a mute, they could not speak, a chiger, lame, they can't walk, a sumer, blind, a cheresh, or deaf, einoi nasa ben soirer umayra. This week's parasha. Then the child is not a Seben Sarah Mara. How do you know that? It says they will grab hold of their son. They have to have arms to grab hold of the child. V'loi Gidman. It says V'hoitzi'o. They will take him out. They have to be able to walk. Oysa V'loi Chigan. Not if they're lame. V'amu. They have to speak to the court. V'loi Ilman. Not if they're deaf mute. V'neinu Zeh. Our son V'loi Suman. This son. And they have to be able to see him. V'loy sumin, einenu shmeh b'koylenu v'loy chareishin, does not listen to our voice.
And it's dealing with both, not just one.
Both parents.
No, both parents have to meet all of these.
All of these standards. He does not listen to kolayim, and therefore he does not listen to our voice, which means that the achereish cannot. If you're deaf, you cannot detect if he's listening or not, or you cannot detect. I guess it's a very little shver. What does it mean? How does the deafness of the parent affect the hearing of the child? Einenu shemea bikolayim. He does not listen to our voice. I guess it means you only hear your own voice. Our voice. How do the parents...
Our voice. No. Our voice meaning both of them, but you have to be...
Parents.
And it has to be a kol echad.
But it says...
It can't be one said yes, one said okay. No, one was lenient, one was tough. They had to be unified in their
testimony
and in their rebuke.
So why do we need all these requirements? My time, why do...
In order for it never to happen.
My time, why do we need all these requirements? Because the pasuk must be fulfilled kiddushiv. So what do we learn? So what do we learn from this? We learn from this, that this everyone agrees, bin kiddushiv. Loving words, love, shani hasim, the kula kro yisiru. No, this is also an exception. This is also an exception because the whole pasuk is extra. You don't need all these details. Why does the pasuk have to go make all this whole, or say all these words? So since the pasuk goes to the effort of telling us all of these details, it's coming to teach you that this is a third exception to the rule. Okay? So sacha kol, how many examples are there in the Torah where you have to have a halacha of bin and kro kiddushiv? Lamaskana, there are only three cases. Ritzayach, the case of Goyal Hadam, and the case of Ben Serba. Those are the only three exceptions to the halacha of Bilin Kra Kiddushiv. But otherwise, you don't need to fulfill the pasuk, at least not according to all Tanaim, at least according to everyone. Fine. At least according to... And our Gemara is telling us, our Tanaim, our Mishnah holds, that Bilin Kra Kiddushiv by Megadef also, okay? So it's machlokes tanoim. Everyone agrees below Yetzir and Aklal that these three cases being crooked itself. The shail is: do we apply it across the board? So according to this time, no. It's shnei kesuvim. It's better. It's really shleisha kesuvim abom kiachot. Then there's a drasha. I even the mandom that says that shnei kesuvim don't darshin or shleisha kesuvim l'chol deis yidarshin. But you see now Gemara over here holds there's another Tana that says no, that even when it comes to this case, you also, even when it comes to Megadeh, if you need Bilin Krakat Sif, the Mela, if you don't have the Yad, if the Adim's the Yad or Adim disappeared between the time of testimony and the time of Misa, then the person goes off free. And that forces us to say a very narrow Pshat in the Gemara when it says that witnesses come forward and they testify that so and so was convicted in court elsewhere, and we caught him. It has to be behein hein nidayis. It's a very big chiddush, a very doichik to say that's pshat in the brisa, but that's what it says. Toshma nu sugya. Ein lo rochav. Another example. We're not even finished. Another example. Or ir anidachas. What happens if the city, the anidachas, does not have a town square? So it says in the pasuk, you have to gather all of the spoil, whatever, all of the assets of the city into the town square. Ein lo rochav. Ein nasseis ir hanidachas. Tiva bishmo. And the Kiva Rebbe says, Ein lo rochav. Oisim lo rochav. He says, if you don't have no problem, just make one right now. But everyone agrees when it comes to Anidachas, the fourth example, you need it. The Gemara says, it's Machlokes Tanaim. That's the words of my bottom. It's Machlokes Tanaim. Tanaim is Machlokes Tanaim. It's not Ein Loi Bohen Bohen Yad. Another example. A Mitzayra. Let's say the Mitzayra does not have a Bohen Yad. Ein loy boin yad, boin regel, oizen yaminis, ein loy tahara lamis, then there's no way for the mitzvah to have tahara. You have to sprinkle the blood and the shemen on these three things, on the thumb, on the toe, and on the ear.
Right.
Rabbi Eliezer says, noisin al mekayma v'yotzei, no, so you put it in the next close location. You don't need to put it in Amish, you put it in the next location. Rabbi Shimon says, noisin al smol v'yotzei, put it on the left hand. So what do we see?
So he there's no tahara.
He's never tar. The mitzvah is never going to be tar.
If he was designated as a mitzvah, then he's mitzvah for life.
So what do we say? So we're machlekes. Some say you tap and need it. Some say you don't. So you see, this machlekes tanoim. If you need the inun kra kiddushiv. Good. Next mishnah. Kol miskalim, all miskalim nidlin, nidir Rabbi Eliezer. All those who are are stoned or hung up on a tree. They hang them up. Divrei Rebbe Eliezer, say in Nidle Ela Magadev with the Zara. No, you only hang up on a tree. Only hang up something that's Magadev and Oyle with the Zara. Only these two. Why only these two? What does Rashi say? Rashi does not say the Gemara is one of the same. Baruch Hashem, the Gemara doesn't explain why Dafka is one of the exception. Next. Ha'ish Toilin, or you say part of Chapi Ha'am. A man, when they hang him up, he faces the people. The Ha'isha, it's a design for her. Parnech Ha'klapi Ha'eit, so her face does not face the people. She faces the piece of wood. Devre Rebbe Eliezer, Vachachamim Ha'imrim, Ha'ish Nidla, Ve'in Ha'isha, Nitele Nidlas. He holds women are not hung at all, period. Women are not hung at all. Why? Amar v'aloy shim ben shetach. How can you say that? But this was what we learned yesterday. We went through the entire Rashi yesterday, the whole ma'aseh shim ben shetach. He went and he killed 80 machashefas.
Right.
And he hung them all up in one day. So you see that the women are hung. V'aloy shim ben shetach tola noshim bi ashkelein. Amaloy shimoinim noshim tola. That was Hirashah.
Right.
Because the fact was he killed 80 people in one day. And under normal circumstances, you're not allowed to kill more than one person a day. The fact that he killed 80 people in one day indicates that the entire mice was Hirashah. So once there was Hirashah for the number of people, it was also Hirashah for the fact that they were hung up. Okay, so it's not relevant how Sugi. Good?
Mm-hmm.
Just like it was Hirashah, like the Gemara says, V'ein Donin. You're not going to go judge people in one day. So the fact that he killed people in one shot shows that it was a Hirash. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Ein shnayim b'yemechad, bebezin echad one bezin." Mishum deloy matzu la'afuche b'schusay b'kol chad v'chad. Sarich levakish shrayos l'misa v'luzu v'lumitz luzu. More mafarish b'shtei averos kamar. Only time that it says we don't kill is only two different averos, two different types of averos. The b'shtei averos kamar. The ein rayos sein shavos u'vshim in shetach shah kutzru cholakach. It was Hirah Shah, Shahayu Benois, Yisrael Perutzah, Bechshav, and which way? I saw Sug Lashah, Utulan, Lepursume Milsa, Vidon, Eskulam, Biomechon, Mibne, Kraveyan, Shlo Yiskashu, Lahatzilan, Hirah Shah. Because the relatives were going to kill him. In order not to give the relatives time to conspire against
him, to save them,
he had no choice but to kill all 80 in one day, and he hung them up. Everyone should see what's happening. They should not continue in these evil ways. Therefore, Hirosho, it's not a rife in this mice. Tanu Rabbanon, stayed in the Pasuk, Vuhumas Vitolisa. Okay, so the whole Pasuk reads, what does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, V'chiyeh v'ishchet mishvah maves, Vuhumas. And he'll be put to death. V'solisa oso al eitz. This week's parasha. Hang him up. Yachla, I think, call hamumas. I would think from the word vuhumas, everyone who is killed is hung up. Hamoloi, my pasuk goes on. Ki kilalas Elokim toloi. Only a person who is mevarich Hashem.
Right.
Not every single person. Ma mekal zeh shebeskila af kolsh. And then what's the drasha? We make a binyan af. What is unique about mevarich megadef? Skila. So to anyone who gets to the high of skila, who gets skila besides the megadef, avoid the zara. So the male of the zara also is going to be hung up. Ma mekal zeh shebeskila af kol shebeskila. Who says this? Divrei Rebbe Eliezer. Lachacham ma'imrei ma mekal zeh shekofar beikar. A different beginning of kofar beikar af kol shekofar beikar. What's the machlekes? But my kodesh, what will be in the nafkamina? The nafkamina is going to be. I see. I made a mistake. When the coin, the first drasha, skila. Who else chayiv skila? There are other people who chayiv skila besides.
Megadev.
Who else chayiv skila besides Megadev and Avodah Zarah? There are more people who chayiv skila. What is the other in the parish? Who else chayiv skila? It doesn't say. Okay, there are more cases, obviously. Maybe, I think maybe Ben Sora Moira. Ben Sora Moira is also a chayiv skila, right? Ben Sora Moira.
Yeah, right.
Ben Sora Moira. He's also chayiv skila. So maybe anyone that's chayiv skila, it's more generalized. We have to point to kofa beikar. Only one that's kofa beikar is who? Is only avodah zara. So when I want to know over here, the more over here says, "I've also been with the Rabbi, okay, these two are mutually exclusive. If you darshan klal leprat, you don't darshan ribui mit. If you darshan ribui, you do not darshan klal leprat. The Gemara says, "Rabban darshan klal leprat, you darshan klal leprat." V'humas v'solisa klal, put to death and hung up is a klal.
Wow.
Then when it goes on to say, "Ki kilas eloikim," that's birchas Hashem prat. So ihave. So now there we have another. So if normally we say ihave mekarvi lada, if these two words would be right next to each other, the klal and the prat would be next to each other, Amrinu we would say ein bichalam asher prat, hani in b'diachuni loy. But now they're not next to each other. Now that they're separated, So we have a general rule that when they're not next to each other, it extends the scope of the drasha. Hashda now dimerachke mehadadi. Now that we find that they're separate, they're not next to each other. Next to each other in the pasuk, because the pasuk says, "What's the whole pasuk?" The pasuk says, "V'chiyev yishchet mishal mavus v'humas v'solisa isoy al eitz." So the word v'humas, and then the next pasuk says, "Ki kilas elokim toloi," right?
Right.
Right. So kilas elokim, that's the next pasuk. That's the next pasuk. Lesalim nivlos. So the next pasuk.
First one says v'humas. It's always so.
Then pasuk. Next pasuk. Next pasuk goes on. Ki now first.
Kilasa kim toloi.
So the prat is coming in the next pasuk after we discuss lesalim. We first mention the prohibition of Lesolin, and then we get to the Prat. So the Prat is not juxtaposed to the Klal. The Klal is in Pasek Chof Beis, where it says Vihumas Visolisa. Okay? Vihumas Visolisa. And the Prat comes in the next Pasek after we mention the prohibition of Lesolin. So they're not juxtaposed. So what are we going to do over here? So the Morav says, so we have a kilo, yeah, so yeah, we have a kilo, we say, we have a kilo, hani in midech in eloi, but hash, and now, din merach kene hadad, they're at a distance, and then it's each other. Memela, ahani, so ahani, lebuya, avoidas kechavim, the domi law, b'chol mile. So now, when you have a klalu prat, and they're not next to each other, the rules are, the scope is expanded, we do not say, ma shebechayim bechlal ul ma sheveprat, we expand the scope, but when we expand the scope, it must be 100% similar. B'chol midei, and what's b'chol midei? Kofar be'ikar. Yeah.
Okay. Right.
That's according to the Rabbanim. Rabbi Lezer, Darash Rabbi Lezer. He holds no. We come to the Marbe Kol Haniskolin. Even the Ben Soyer Hu Moire. So he's not going to dash in Klal, but he's going to dash in the different halachah of Rosh Sinai, mutually exclusive. Ribuye umiyute. Same exact word. Rebelez darishu umiyute. Vuhumas visolisa ribuy. Kikilas miyut. Ihave mikarvi lahadadi loyahalehavi marbidun elavus echad midamil lebuchol mili. Hash drache mehadadi. Oh. Ihave mikarvi lahadadi loyahavi marbidun elavus echad midamil lebuchol mili. You're always one step ahead with ribuy umiyute. If you dash in the rule of ribuy and miyut, a ribuy and a miyut, you're always one step ahead. So therefore, if they would be that juxtaposed, then what would we say? We would say, to be marbe, all things that are exactly the same as the prat. What's the prat? The prat is kofar b'ikar, so too kofar b'ikar, which is a little bizarre. But now that it is far from one another, it expands the scope, even if it's similar in regard to the fact of the type of death. Okay, so therefore this is a moedik machlekes between Rebbe Lezer Chachamim. When you darshan, do you darshan the rules of klal uprat, or do you darshan the rules of ribuyei umeyute? Ribuyei umeyute is a more powerful drasha. It's always one step ahead than klal uprat. And pashtus is, these rules are mutually exclusive. You can't have your cake and eat it too. You either darshan one or not the other. What is the drasha? Okay? We're going to stop here. And you have to do homework, because on Shabbos, we're going to skip basically two daf. Mem Vav is today's daf. And Friday is Mem Zayin. So on Shabbos, we're going to learn Mem Ches.
Okay?
Okay? Mem Ches. Homework.